This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana has raised its death toll from Hurricane Laura as the State Department of Health says two more deaths were attributed to last week's storm, bringing the total in the state to 14. One of them was a 57-year-old man who died from a head injury after falling off her roof. The other died from carbon monoxide poisoning. And Governor John Bel Edwards says power outages because of the storm still total over 360,000, affecting many more people than that.
And that doesn't mean there are 368,000 people without power. There are more than that. That means there's 368,000 service locations without power.
One of two St. Louis police officers shot on Saturday's died. He was shot in the head Saturday while responding to a shooting, the other officer sustaining a non-life-threatening injury. A suspect's in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is asking President Trump not to visit Kenosha, as he plans to do tomorrow after unrest over the shooting of Jacob Blake by police last weekend. Evers, a Democrat, says in a letter to the president that his presence will hinder the healing that needs to happen. And the chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus says she agrees with Evers.
His visit has one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to agitate things and to make things worse.
That's California Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be stepping onto the campaign trail for the first major speech after the Democratic convention. He's set to speak in the Pittsburgh area later today. A campaign official says Biden's going to lay out what his camp calls a different vision for the future. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With an update on the hundreds of fires burning in California, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two of the sprawling complex fires burning in Northern California are about 50% contained, according to fire officials. Firefighters have made progress containing more than 840 wildfires that have burned 1.42 million acres since a lightning siege of more than 14,000 lightning strikes struck the state beginning on August 15th. A total of 7 deaths, including a helicopter pilot battling the Hills Fire, have been reported. 2,500 buildings have been destroyed, and more than 60,000 people have been evacuated. The LNU Lightning Complex, the most destructive of the fires, was about 50% contained and has burned 375,000 acres in Napa, Sonoma, Lake, Yolo, and Solano counties. The largest of the wildfires, the SCU Lightning Complex, reached 50% containment on Sunday morning as it burned 377,000 acres in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties. The 84,000-acre CZU Lightning Fire was 35% contained in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties. Also, CAL FIRE said that the BTU-TGU Lightning Complex Fire in Butte, Tehama, and Glenn counties has burned about 59,000 acres and is at 40% containment.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and great to have a real treat for you. We have none other than Diamond and Silk. We're going to be talking about their new book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? Diamond and Silk, good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, we're wonderful. I hope you're doing well. And thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely blessed, and blessed to be talking to you about your new book. Now, you write, I appreciate what you wrote about in the kind of the pre-intro of the book, which is a little bit of the story and how you got here. Diamond, why don't you break that down for our audience, if you would?
Well, listen, I was watching it on TV. The candidate, Donald Trump, announcing he's running for president. I stopped what I was doing. I called my sister. I said, girl, I said, cut on your TV. Now, I know it's turn on your TV. I said, cut on your TV. I said, Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president.
And I stopped what I was doing. I cut on the TV. I didn't turn it off, but I cut it off.
She called me back halfway through. She said, girl, she said, this is going to be the next president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't think anything of it, but we noticed how the left-wing media started throwing him under the bus, calling him out of his name. We didn't like it. We spoke out about it. We just didn't know all of these people were going to hear it.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Exactly. Well, Silk, what was it about Donald Trump that spoke, that spoke to your spirit in a way? I mean, because after hearing Donald Trump, you go, wait a minute, this guy's the guy for a
That's
time
right.
such as this, right?
Well, see, with everything that we saw going on in our country, especially under a black president, Barack Hussein Obama, we were like, wait a minute, how is it that people are losing their jobs and how is it that nobody have any money to pay for anything, and just the destruction and everything that we saw was going on, it seemed like no one had answers for that. But then whenever at the time Donald Trump, when he started talking about this and speaking about it, and he was like, you know, we're going to secure the borders. We're going to bring back jobs. I was like, wait a minute. He's talking about the solutions needed that need to be implemented in our country, in our communities, especially within the black community. And when I saw him talking like that, not in fear of going toe-to-toe against the status quo and just calling out the obvious. It seemed like the other political people, they were scared to just really talk about this thing and say exactly what was going on. But Donald Trump, he just called it straight out, you know, what's going on at the borders and how they're bringing in illegal aliens is crossing the borders and so forth. And then with our jobs going overseas and how he's going to bring it back and how our country has been ripped off and how they won't be able to rip us off anymore. And I said, you know what? This is who we need right here. We don't need any more career politicians telling us a bill of lies and promising us and giving us us empty goods. We need somebody that's not afraid to just call a thing, and we need somebody that don't just speak about it, but he be about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Diamond, you know, for you as a black woman, and as Silke just mentioned, I mean, we came off of 8 years, first black president, black American president, and maybe some of us, me included, thought that maybe there would be a healing of the racial divide in our country. Maybe once and for all, we might be able to get on the other side of this and truly live out the aspirational vision of Martin Luther King Jr., that it's no longer about the color of our skin, but the content of our character.
Right, I agree. But if you notice, up under the Obama administration, we saw us become more divided. Mm-hmm. There was no getting together. It was, people were burning down their community. There was always something, somebody bickering about race. Obama did not do anything for the black community. He ran on hope and change.
Mm-hmm.
We was hoping things were going to change, and he made out with a lot of change.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at all of that, you said, you know what? We didn't want another career politician. Obama was a career politician who really was doing what Hollywood wanted him to do,
that's
and
right.
not what the average American people wanted him to do.
That's
so
right.
That's why we got Trump. President Trump, he's not a career politician. He's a businessman, and we really truly believe he have the master plan to make America great again. If you look at everything that he's done, unemployment at an all-time low, home mm-hmm. ownership all-time high, mm-hmm. what he's done with HBCUs, giving more money to that mm-hmm. than any president in history, second chance through the First Step Act, opportunity zones. So he's done a lot for black America, all America.
That's right.
So I'm so happy that we voted for
yes.
a businessman instead of a career politician. So and let me tell you something. The civil unrest that we are experiencing in our country now, you have to remember that's organized and planned by the left.
That's right.
They want this foolishness to keep going. Because when President Trump became the president, I really thought that we were starting to understand each other.
And, you know, we write about all of that in the book Uprising. And you can get
right.
the book at diamondandsilkbook.com. We write about all of that, our experience with that when it comes down to NAFTA, when we worked in manufacturing, how we saw the jobs go overseas, how we saw illegal aliens come in and take our jobs. We write about everything in the book.
Well, it seems that so much of what President Trump, as you said, Silk and Diamond, and agreed as well, is that was just common sense. I mean, he spoke to the hearts of, as he said in his inauguration speech, the forgotten man and woman. I mean, we all got left in the dust and we're wondering what is going on with our country. But here we are today where we have such a dramatic and clear choice between a group of socialists and anarchists that want to do everything they can to destroy the American dream and the U.S. Constitution. And not to mention, let's not forget the one who you dedicated uprising too is God himself.
Absolutely.
Amen to that.
Look at what's happening in our country.
Mm-hmm.
The anarchy, the wanting to defund the police, the mm-hmm. burning of the Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't the left saying anything about that?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
Why isn't they saying, because they are part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Do you want to
mm-hmm.
be living in anarchy? Do you want to be living in chaos and confusion?
That's right.
If not, you better vote for President Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
And the reason why is he's trying to put a stop to this while you have the left vilifying him for trying to stop criminality,
mm-hmm.
which
right.
is crazy.
That's right. And look at how they're removing God
yes.
from the anthem. Just look at what you see going on the left. If you are a Christian under the sound of my voice, if you believe in God, if you believe in life, there's no way on this God's green earth that you will be voting for a Democrat because they believe in killing babies.
Mm-hmm.
They
right.
believe in abortion. They don't believe in you giving life and having life. They believe in you taking life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, look, you all better wake up and smell the coffee. People have been preaching in their church talking about thou shall not kill. But you're going to be voting for someone that do not have a problem with you killing your baby?
Right.
Better
yeah.
think about that.
Right.
Yeah, killing your baby or selling baby parts. And then you end up the person who reveals it and brings it to the light, David Dalyden. He's the only one that goes to jail. Planned Parenthood, nobody went to jail on this. And, of course, let me think. Oh, Kamala Harris was overseeing that, right?
Mm. Okay. And when I look at her and Jim Crow Joe, I call them Bonnie and Clyde. Mm-hmm. One wrote the crime bill and the other one enforced it. This is what we have going on in our country. Mm-hmm. These people have done nothing for this country. They've been in office, Joe, 47 years, Kamala, and with everything she's been in government, with everything she's done from prosecutor up until now, 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
So collectively
mm-hmm.
together, that's almost 70-some years. What have they done for the betterment of America?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. Why do you think that they were trying to convince America during the four nights of the DNC convention?
Mm-hmm.
They have
mm-hmm.
no solutions. They don't even have a track record that has helped America.
And here's the sad mm-hmm. thing. They use actors and actresses to do it.
That's right.
Right. I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break. Quick break. We'll be back with more from Diamond and Silk after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills who always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in the languages people were born to speak.
As terrorist groups ravage Nigeria, targeting thousands of Christians, believers are clinging to their hope in Christ as the Tide Ministry brings them the gospel in their native languages. The Tide programs encourage listeners with scriptural messages relevant to their circumstances. One program speaker discussed Romans 5:3-5, which says, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Persecuted Christians in Nigeria trust in and live out these words from Paul. The hope of Jesus Christ and presence of the Holy Spirit embolden them to stand for their faith, no matter the cost.
To read more inspiring stories about how Jesus is touching lives through the Tide Radio Ministry in Nigeria, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us is Diamond and Silk, their brand new book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You know, I loved that you brought in into the story that both of you, you're 45 years old, we got the 45th president. And I don't know about you, but being a man of faith, and I consider myself a theologian, and I look at numbers, not as a numerologist per se, but I know numbers are important to God. And God tells me that 45 is a significant number. Do you know what 45 stands for?
No, I don't.
Loyalty.
Oh, well, we are loyal.
You are loyal. I know you are. I can tell.
We are very loyal. And we are
President Trump's loyal support.
The most loyal. I've seen people come around. I've seen people jump on a Trump train. And, you know, we're not sure. We've been here from day one. You can say we invented the train. So 45, and that stands for loyal. Gee, that's diamond and silk.
That's diamond and silk. And that's divine order.
That is appropriate. What are you making of the contrast? You mentioned a little bit about the DNC, four nights that they did the best they could. I mean, it was really, it was like you just, you know, in a way I can appreciate with people that enjoy NASCAR because they go and they watch and they're there waiting for an accident to happen. And there in watching the DNC, sadly, it was just like, this is not happening. And then you have the contrast of the Republican convention, and it's blowing them right out of the water.
Well, let me tell you something. It was, the DNC was a hot mess, and it felt more like a funeral. And Jim Crow Joe Biden should have just came out and just said Jesus wept and went on back in the basement. Because he really didn't give a good speech. He didn't bring the country together. He have us running from him. I mean, they brought out Hollywood. The reason why they brought out Hollywood to try to convince you, they brought out Barack and Michelle Obama. They were like an uncle and an aunt trying to convince you to go against your morals and your standards by voting for someone that hasn't done anything for America, that pushed a crime bill, that had black men locked up, that called black men predators on the Senate floor, used the N-word several times on that Senate floor, was hand-in-hand with a former KKK member and reached across the aisle with segregationists, and he didn't have to reach far because it was right there in the Democrat Party.
That's
but
right.
You had them trying to convince us. You know what I love about the RNC and the President of the United States? They don't have to convince anybody. You know why? Because President Trump has a track record. All they have to do is tout. This is what he has done.
Yep.
This is what he has done in my life. I was this, and this is what has happened.
Exactly.
That's what we've got on our side. So you got somebody now with a record, a proven record. Promises made, promises kept.
That's right.
You know, I often say if you want to see what somebody is going to do, look at what they've done. And to your point, you know, promises made, promises kept time and again. But yet when you have 95% of that which is being propagandized by this mainstream media, it's no wonder, you know, people are confused and wondering what's going on and how, you know, the president is handled. They want to say mishandled COVID-19. I think that all things considered, he's done a wonderful job, you know, in fighting this pandemic and keeping us informed. But we need to understand, even with, you know, the scientists of the Fauci's and Burks and others who are all, you know, trying to find a solution here. I mean, who did Joe Biden say he was going to go to? But the very same people that Donald Trump has already enlisted.
Is already doing. That's right. And look at how the left is weaponizing this virus, using American people as a pawn in order to push this particular agenda just to gain power.
And why is the left blaming President Trump for mishandling? Why don't we blame China for letting this spread?
That's right.
Why don't we blame the WHO who Bill Gates is in the tank with giving them money and who Biden said, hey, when I become president, we're going to fund the WHO, the same WHO that said that threatened the president of the United States with more body bags. Why we are not blaming, and the WHO, who's supposed to protect America, what did they do? They concealed a lot of things from America with having to do with China. Why isn't anybody saying anything about that?
That's
I think that the president has done phenomenally well with making sure the American people are protected when it comes to this pandemic.
I think he's done a phenomenal job. Exactly, and that's why he cut funding to the WHO, because they've done us no favors. And not to mention, I mean, well, what do you make of Facebook using WHO as the standard? If anybody says anything against the WHO, your Facebook account is canceled.
Well, then that lets me know. Is Facebook in the bed with them, too?
That's right.
I mean, it's like you have to start, instead of looking at, you have to start looking into what's the heck going on here.
Yes.
That's what you have to start doing. What's going on here? Why is it that you have the social medias? Everybody is like in cahoots.
That's right.
What's going on with this here? I'm really, in my humble opinion, listen, a lot of the cases were being inflated.
Yep.
That is a fact.
Yep.
It's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's a theory. It's a fact. Mm-hmm. A lot of things surrounding this pandemic was a scam, in my opinion. And
yep.
people need to know that. And it's the truth. The virus is real.
Yep.
COVID-19 is real. But the stuff that was surrounded by the inflating of the numbers, how they were doing the testing, how is it some people are going in to be tested, and then they test positive, and then they can test 5 minutes later, it comes out negative. Or swabs are being sent in that hadn't even been swabbed up the nose, and they come back positive.
Or somebody gets killed in a motorcycle accident, and they count it as COVID.
That's COVID.
Exactly.
Mean, okay?
Yeah.
So you see, I look at this as crimes against humanity is what I look at.
That's right.
So this is crazy.
Well, even worse yet is the impingement on our liberties. I mean, here we are. We're locked down. We're wearing masks. You know, the people, you know, never, I don't know, ever in the history of humanity have we locked down healthy people.
No, listen, back in 2018, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. I don't remember wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember them locking the country down.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
right.
But now they want to lock the country down for something with a 98% recovery rate have therapeutic medicines to treat it. Why are they trying to hide the therapeutic medicines? What's wrong with the FDA?
That's right.
You know, why are they giving Bill Gates such a big voice about vaccines, but they won't give the doctors with PhDs a voice to let them know, hey, this is the treatment that I've used.
That's right. And when did the virus go to school to learn how to count 6 feet?
That's right.
Now, you all may be wearing masks, but for Silk, I thank God for my mask, which is my face, my nose, my nostrils, my mouth, and my eyes.
And if God wanted us to wear masks, why did he create his nostrils?
That's right.
I mean, I'm looking at all of this here. These are common sense. Listen, I'm not trying to throw any daggers. These are common sense.
And to each his own. To each his own who chooses to wear.
If you want to wear a mask, we say wear one. We don't like people making it mandatory for someone to do something.
That's a muzzle. It's a muzzle, and it's turning our country into a communist country just like China.
Right.
Well, we're being controlled here. Well, the thing is, didn't you learn in science? I did when I was a little kid in science, is that we breathe in oxygen, which is a gift from the plants, right?
And we
exhale carbon dioxide. Why do we want carbon dioxide staying close to our face with the mask covering?
That's right. You're rebreathing carbon dioxide. You're rebreathing in your breath. And God forbid if your breath stinks. You're rebreathing your breath. And it's deteriorating people's gums. It's to make you even sicker, and it could cause more respiratory issues. But see, what I don't understand, if you got all of these scientists, it's been a scientist for over 30 years, even I know that, and I'm not a scientist.
Right.
Right. Because common sense still reigns amongst the people that want to still hold on to common sense,
Diamond and Silk, right?
And, you know, and this is so much about why I believe your voice is so important, is that you're reminding people of common sense. It's okay to be reasonable, right?
It's okay to be reasonable, think with your own mind, but it's not okay to allow people that's in these governmental entities, I call them the deep states, who are pushing, I think, crimes against humanity to shut us up and shut us down and make us think that we can't say anything. Listen, they came out and they said black people was disproportionately affected by this. The antenna went up. The hairs on our neck stood up. Wait a minute. Because we're black women at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
How does disproportionately affect us? And then once Diamond and Silk, we start talking about it, now you want to say, oh, we're spreading misinformation. Oh, it's conspiracy theory. But now, when we told you that the numbers was being inflated, that was back in March, is that conspiracy theory now a theory? Because now it's a fact. It is true.
We got to leave it right there, ladies. Look forward to having you back. You're always welcome. The book available, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You are such a blessing. I so appreciate it.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana's raised its death toll from Hurricane Laura as the State Department of Health says two more deaths were attributed to last week's storm, bringing the total in the state to 14. One of them was a 57-year-old man who died from a head injury after falling off a roof. The other died from carbon monoxide poisoning. And Governor John Bel Edwards says power outages because of the storm still total over 360,000, affecting many more people than that.
And that doesn't mean there are 368,000 people without power. There are more than that. That means there's 368,000 service locations without power.
One of two St. Louis police officers shot on Saturday's died. He was shot in the head Saturday while responding to a shooting. The other officer sustaining a non-life-threatening injury. A suspect's in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. How's your Monday so far, huh? Good to have you with us, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And I'll tell you, you know, it just seems like the theme here, in terms of a general consensus, I mean, outside of the Democrats, all they can talk about right now is, I think the latest thing is they're trying to attach all the violence that's happening in the streets of America on Donald Trump, which is just bizarre to me. But the refreshing thing is, like, you know, our conversation that we just enjoyed with Diamond and Silk. You know, America is anemic for common sense, and it's starting to come out. And I appreciate that. I appreciate their wisdom and their experience. I mean, at 45 years young, I mean, they lay it out. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And there's others that have been breaking through and speaking, like, you know, what Herschel Walker has been talking about. And here's Herschel Walker right now. Listen to him.
I'm for truth. I'm for truth. And what I mean by that is I didn't speak out for the president because someone asked me to. I spoke out because I know him. I spoke out because I wanted people to know the truth. And I've seen a lot of stations, and I give you guys credit, I've seen a lot of stations that give opinions when they're supposed to be giving the news. Well, I grew up in the South. I grew up in a small town that people may watch one station, and they've seen a lot of things that's been slanted. And right now, I want if the NFL, the NBA, or any professional team is going to get involved, when I've been saying keep politics out of sport, if you're going to get involved, give this truth. This administration here has not had a fair chance. Every time anything happens, it's this administration's fault. Well, they're reaching out saying, guys, come, let us help the change. That's how it's going to change. It's not going to change by stomping your feet, by protesting, by kneeling and all that. The way it's going to change is getting into Washington, getting the Democratic people to go across the line and meet with the Republican. The Republican hands are open, not having a closed fist. Their hands are open saying, let's get this done. And they don't seem to want to do it. And I want people to know that. I want people to know the truth before they go to the polls to vote. You know, that's important. It seems like the Democratic side want them to go to the poll upset, want them to go to the polls thinking that this administration is the one that causing this. Because, you know, all I ever hear from the Democratic side is, let's go to the science, this science. Well, you know, there's more than one thing with the science. There's other sciences that say something different. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about college football playing again, and they can play again from other scientists.
I guess you can find any scientist to support, it seems like, and this is the whole issue. We go back and remember when global warming started. You know, they try to tell us that 98% of the scientists all agree. Well, you know, that's just a false statement to no end, because we know we can't even get scientists to agree on the sky being blue, much less to get them to agree on, you know, climate change and everything. So until we really get down to the truth of the matters, Herschel Walker is saying, we're going to continue to, you know, to fuss and fight over these things. But you can't have a cancel culture. You can't have an environment where free speech is not allowed, because as Jordan Peterson says, if I've often, you know, reinterpreted his statement, it's basically you render yourself stupid when you're not listening to the other person. And we're not all the smarter. We actually dumb ourselves down. And this is what this whole process of taking over the American form of life is all about. This is what the Marxists want to do. They see and smell blood in the water for the first time in forever. Well, I shouldn't say in forever, because I'm sure they probably smelled the blood in the water during the Civil War and other contentious times. But even more so right now, it seems that the country is at a crossroads to decide what kind of America we will be. Will we move more aggressively towards Marxism? I really don't see that happening. I agree with President Trump. I don't believe this is a socialist nation. We've got a small group of people, you know, trying to rally some forces, disturb things, burn things down, upend our way of life. But, you know, as long as we have democratic governors and authorities that want to acquiesce and allow this to happen, I mean, I don't know how Amy Klobuchar comes up with a statement on one hand that she's against the violence, and on the other hand is trying to put it back on Trump. I mean, that seems to be the white paper of the weekend for the Democrats. You know, what they were going to continue to insist on is that it's all Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump is the one that ignited this. Really? Wow. That's pretty crazy. Well, we've got Matt Whitaker. Matt Whitaker's been on with us many times, and I look forward to having him back on the air with us. But Matt Whitaker had something to say about how the leftist politicians have been stoking the flames of violence by saying what they see. Listen to what he had to say.
We bring in former acting U.S. Attorney General Matt Whitaker. Matt, as always, we appreciate you taking the time. We heard from Garrett in terms of the Wisconsin Department of Justice investigation. Where does the DOJ and or FBI come in on something like this?
Well, I'm sure that both are already supporting the Wisconsin Bureau of Investigation in what they're doing. You know, I think it's very dangerous for politicians to characterize what happened or what didn't happen based on, you know, the video that we've all seen. Obviously, you know, there was a very volatile situation, and we all have to wait till we hear all of the facts and circumstances. But, you know, I am, you know, I was at the White House Thursday night, and I saw, you know, what this looks like up close and personal with some of these violent protests. And so, you know, it is very concerning, but I think, you know, what's stoking the flames is oftentimes these leftist politicians that are, you know, kind of saying
there's the rhetoric and the rush to judgment, and these sort of all these kind of intersect into a pretty combustible situation. This happened in Kenosha. There was a group of what they're calling outside protesters brought in, if you want to call them that, in terms of what they had in the car. Police got some intelligence, and they went ahead and arrested them. That's Garrett's live shot, not the video. There's the video of police intercepting this minivan. Evidently, there was also a bread truck and some other things that were brought in. These guys had gas masks, among other things, that would not necessarily be needed by, shall we say, peaceful protesters. Didn't sound like they were all going to a pinochle party or something. The question is this. Right. Since these are people are now crossing state lines, clearly, and this is being organized using the Internet, where can the FBI come in to start investigating RICO charges, domestic terrorism charges, advocating violence charges against the people who are funding this?
Leland, that's a really good question, and I think the FBI, I'm certain, is already looking into this network of protesters that appear to be moving from city to city, inciting violence and destruction, chaos, and looting. And so I think that there is, we've seen in Portland where individuals are being sought by the FBI, and so I fully expect that in this case where these, what was clearly not peaceful protesting individuals that were moving to Kenosha with gas masks, fireworks, other things that we're seeing in major cities right now, I think you would expect that the FBI is already...
Stop it there. That's Matthew Whitaker, the former acting attorney general, on the leftist politicians stoking the flames of violence. You know, the thing that is ironic about this is that these politicians are attorneys. I mean, they're supposed to appreciate due process. And as we discussed last week on several occasions with several of our expert guests, is that, when you have video going out there so quickly, and it seems that, the response by police because of due process, they've got to find a way to answer, private videos hitting the airwaves to where they can respond. Because I think most people could look at what was happening with Jacob Blake, and though there was a lot to be documented and understood, even from the video, it looked like Jacob Blake was resisting arrest. He was going into his car when he bent over, and of course, the person that was taking the video says that he had heard that, the police saying, "He's got a knife, he's got a knife." Of course, you can't see this, just on the footage. All you're doing is seeing Jacob Blake reaching down. And, common sense, again, would tell you there was more to the story, but yet you can't wait on it because right now we're such a hotbed of racial tension that anything can tip the balance here. But I think we need to approach this a little bit differently, and this conversation needs to continue. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. We're looking at just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour on the Sunday shows. You got president supporters and opponents paint dueling portraits of Donald Trump's America, is what The Hill is reporting. And that's really what it has come down to. I mean, it's like, okay, which narrative is going to stick? I think the Democrats are hard-pressed to think that somehow they can pin the tail on this donkey in terms of, you know, what's happening in these Democratic-controlled cities and states across the country. Even, you know, with what's going on in Wisconsin. I mean, there are some in Wisconsin that want the president there. The governor says, hey, you're not welcome. I believe that this is one of those situations where we need all hands on deck, you know, looking for solutions. You know, what is this all about? You can't continue to have your cities held hostage like this. And, you know, I think Newt Gingrich has said it quite plainly, and others, is that, you know, law and order has to be restored. And what's going to happen is you've got the differential between lawlessness that's happening right now and law and order that must take place. And there's going to be a lot of friction. And because this has been going on, particularly in Portland, for as long as it has, it's going to be problematic. It's not going to be a pretty sight to go in and clean this up. But look at, I believe America, and particularly those people in Portland that have been held hostage all these months, and in other areas where, you know, these Antifa and radical BLM participants are doing, they're really not helping the cause. I mean, well, they're helping their own cause, and it's clear what it's all about. It's about the overthrow of the American way of life and the American government. That is what they want. And we need to listen to what they're asking for and understand that that can't live. It cannot coexist here in this country. You know, we give our solemn vow and honor and treasure to the ideals of the American way of life, to support it against enemies foreign and domestic, and we're allowing domestic enemies to come in and cause all kinds of havoc in our country today. And so, meanwhile, you know, because everything is politicized these days, the Democrats are trying to pin this all on Donald Trump and saying it's all his fault. This is Donald Trump's America. No, Donald Trump's America. What Donald Trump has done is exposed the insanity that's been going on for so long. He's pulled back the veil on all the corruption, and the cockroaches are scrambling, and there's all kinds of problems going on, needless to say. And you have those antithetical forces that are happy to take full advantage of what is going on. I want to get back to what John Ratcliffe had to say about that China wants Joe Biden for president, because President Trump has been tough. The narrative from the Democrats is that China wants Trump. I mean, you know, any foreign power that they can possibly, you know, tie in with Trump. It's like ridiculous to even consider this, but the Democrats will throw anything up there just to see what sticks, right? And here's what John Ratcliffe had to say.
Yeah. But China, again, as someone that sees more intelligence than anyone, is the greatest threat to American superiority, economically, militarily, technologically. And they're tough on, they're playing in the election or expressing preferences for Vice President Biden over President Trump, because President Trump has been tough on China. China's enjoyed a $500 billion annual trade surplus that that the president won't tolerate. And so,
and
you
imagine
know,
what's
going to
happen. Yeah, and imagine what's going to happen under a Democratic-led presidency. I mean, because a lot of this unfairness that has taken place, with many jobs being sent out of America and resourcing being sent to China, all because they had hoped that somehow you're going to get the communists to change their philosophy because you're nice to them. I mean, they look at it as weakness, like anybody else, any other competitor. You know, America tries to be nice, and in many cases, way nice, at the expense of the people. And you get Donald Trump coming in and going, wait a minute, this is unacceptable. What did we get for it? What did we get for all this trade surplus that has been given to China? Are they any nicer? No. And then on top of it, if this, that's not enough, the cherry on top is the way they mishandled the whole COVID-19, the China virus. And, you know, this is unacceptable. If you are going to be part of the greater, you know, international community looking out for each other's interests, you know, you would have thought, you know, reasonably, that if this happened in America or some other Western country, that they would have fessed up to it and said, look, we got problems here in River City. We, you know, something's taken off on us, and, help and send reinforcements. Help us with this. China, no. China did not want. And it's not like we didn't have any signs. As I said, with Dr. Fauci, he had a group that was there in Wuhan, and they came back and said, look, we got to get out of here. These guys are reckless. Their protocol standards are, you know, they're less than standard, and they're reckless, and this is going to be a problem. And so they left Wuhan knowing that there was a problem there in their River City. And so what happens? You know, all of a sudden, something escapes, and China did nothing. As best I can tell, they did nothing to contain the virus within their country. They allowed people to come and go as they pleased. And it's almost as if it was, you know, if not promoted, it was accepted only to protect the interest of the Chinese Communist Party, that they weren't going to be the only country to take the hit on the China virus, on COVID-19. That the only way that this could be ameliorated in any way whatsoever and reduce the impact on China taking the full brunt for their irresponsibility was if they shared it. And so they allowed the people to come and go,
no restrictions. We had Chinese New Year that happened. Next thing you know, they go to Europe because there's quite a, I guess you have like Little China going on in the northern part of Italy where they all gravitated to. Well, once they're there, I mean, hey, look at, they're free to roam Europe. And then they came into the United States. They couldn't come from the West anymore because President Trump was smart enough to, you know, shut that down, which even Dr. Fauci afterwards had to come back and go, wow, that was a smart move. And most of the scientists are saying, yes, we've got to give President Trump his due in doing that. But see, the problem, again, because everything got so political, instead of us coming together, you know, both parties, everybody in the country coming together and say, look, we've got a threat here. How are we going to handle this together? No, you know, it had to be politicized because I think if calmer heads would have prevailed, then the president would have shut down the East as well. There was some restriction on the East, but not fast enough. Before we knew it, it had already come into New York. And of course, now here we've got the spread all over, you know, all over the country. But we're still not coming together as a force. I mean, the president, it's almost like the president's doing this by himself. And, you know, Dr. Fauci, sometimes CDC, forget about the WHO. I say that and, you know, Facebook's liable to cancel me because the WHO is their god now somehow. And I don't know how, you know, Zuckerberg and the brain trusts of Facebook and these other social media giants, these tech giants, would yield so much authority and credibility to the WHO when they were the ones that were giving us misinformation to begin with, as you'll recall. I mean, again, this is what happens when we are divided. If we're united, then we can come up with the kind of things. But even in spite of that, President Trump, to his credit, has moved quickly with Operation Warp Speed to come up with a vaccine to give us some hope, because we've got to get on the other side of this. We've got to get on the other side of, you know, wearing masks where we can come together and have a normal life, you know, enjoy sports again if we want, although they're making it difficult for us to want to come back and enjoy with some of the political. See, all this stuff has gotten so politicized. It's almost like we just need some sort of, you know, if I might say, some kind of mental, you know, mental enema, evacuation of all this bad stuff that we've taken in and how we've been affected. The other thing that's come out over the last week or so was Nancy Pelosi kind of threw up a little flag here saying, well, you know, I don't think that Joe Biden should even dignify the president of the United States. I mean, dignify the president? What does that mean? I mean, it's the office. You know, you're going to now designify, you know, the presidency and the office itself and say that Joe Biden, you know, he would dignify it somehow if he debated the president of the United States. And she's saying that maybe he should skip the debates. Listen to what she had to say. This is from John Kennedy, by the way.
Right before he went into battle, some lieutenant probably told Custer, don't worry about it, we can take these guys. That's the category I put Speaker Pelosi's advice in. I hope Vice President Biden takes it, because if he takes it and doesn't debate, he's a walking dead man politically. American people aren't going to vote for a president without seeing him. You can't stay in your hidey hole. You got to get out and see people and debate. And I don't, you know, I think the speaker's been tripping to think that the American people are going to tolerate having a party nominee not debate for the most important, powerful job in the world. But having said it, you know, the politician in me says, well, I hope the vice president takes the speaker's advice.
Well, much to the dismay of the voter politic that needs to hear from this vice president and hear how he can withstand a 90-minute debate, policy to policy. We need to hear this because clearly, I think for the first time in a long time, we have a clear delineation between the policy offerings of both parties. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?